This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Weather conditions tonight. We're expecting winds up to 15 miles per hour in a wintry mix. How will that impact your ability to throw the ball?
I am so happy and grateful that the Lord has blessed me to play in some snow, to be in true football weather in Cleveland, Ohio at Huntington Bank Field today to get him the glory. It's a beautiful day.
Sure feels like you're playing in the AFC North.
It is. It's magical. Thank you.
Jameis Winston, ahead of last night's win for the Browns in Cleveland, in the snow.
You got a fun Jameis game, right?
Yeah.
He had some crazy plays. He fumbled a couple times.
Yeah.
He lost your turnovers.
His earpiece out of his helmet, and it blocked his vision while he was throwing the two-point conversion.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I just saw it. It was, like, right in his left eye.
Jeremy and Joe, Josh Schmidt producing here as we take you through a football Friday. Bills on the bye week. So, one seed odds, New York Times playoff machine. The playoff probabilities, of course, the Bills are going to make the playoffs. One seed odds, they list the Bills at 44% to get the one seed and Kansas City at 47%. It's really a heavy two-team race. Pittsburgh losing last night is big.
Yeah.
The Bills' chances got better. The Chiefs' chances got better as well because now the Chiefs are two games up on Pittsburgh. They still play Pittsburgh, but until Pittsburgh was two games back, the idea that Pittsburgh could beat the Chiefs and move past them was alive. Now, they need Kansas City to lose another game, at least, just for that opportunity. So, 44 to 47.
It's basically a coin flip.
Pretty close.
Yeah. And that would have been 1% for the Bills had they lost the game on Sunday.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the Chiefs went from potentially 97% to get the one seed to now really in a fight for it at 47. It keeps the Chiefs honest. It keeps the Bills engaged, too, in this season to try and lock up that one seed.
It really is the only thing the Bills have not accomplished in the regular season. That's it. They've won the division every year. I guess if you want to include, like, individual stuff, like if you want to include Allen winning MVP, I guess you could. But, like, them winning the one seed is the only thing they haven't done. That's it. This used to be, like, about getting the Chiefs at home, right? Like, well, they haven't made it all the way through yet, but, you know, well, they haven't lost at home, or they haven't played the Chiefs at home, and then they played the Chiefs at home, and then that didn't work. So now it's like, well, the one other thing we haven't had in a playoff run is the benefit of that first round bye. So this is a pretty good opportunity, I think, that's the last thing you've not had going into a playoff run.
803-0550. Ivan, let's get stupid. Sent in last night.
I mean, I'm into that.
You want to do?
I'm into that.
It's a Friday.
I'm into a Let's Get Stupid. Sure.
It's not snowing. It'd be better if it was, right? We all agree it would be better right now if it were snowing.
Well, it's rainy and 38 degrees out right now, so absolutely.
It'd be nicer.
This is the worst weather imaginable. I think the worst weather imaginable. Unless it's like 90-mile-per-hour winds or something like that's, you know.
So last night, if you were watching that game, you got a snow game between the Steelers and the Browns. And it, yes, is aesthetically pleasing, right? Isn't it just better to watch a game like that? You get Browns, you get Steel in Cleveland, flakes falling. I would say it was not a stupid snow game. It was still a football game. It just looked like, you know, when you go play with your family at the Turkey Bowl before Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving dinner and it's snowing outside. It just made you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that's funny during the games like this, though, is early on, it was not really snowing that hard. And a broadcast will 100 times out of 100, what do? Shoot the lights. Make it look like it's snowing crazy hard. So they go up and they shoot the lights at the stadium. You see all this snow coming down. Then they cut back to the regular angle and you really can't see it. It doesn't look like it's snowing that hard. So had somebody tweet to me during this game with a pretty funny idea.
Okay.
We in the age that we get the yard lines superimposed down the field. Did you catch that during the game?
I did. They switched to that in the like the third quarter.
Yeah, once you couldn't see the yard lines, the yard markers and the numbers were digitally, or whatever, however you want to say it, put on the screen.
Yeah.
So you could see where the players were, even though people that were in the stands could not see those same yard lines.
Right.
And there was a really funny comment that someone wrote to me, which is, should broadcasts in the future digitally include snow to make it look better? Like, this game stinks. Let's make it snow on the broadcast. You want to watch this game on Amazon Snowcast?
Uh-huh.
Coming to you live from Chargers Cardinals, where it started snowing in Arizona. Yeah.
How different?
You almost give the customer the option. Like,
yes.
You can have this game in snow if you want. You can have this game in on the moon.
Yes.
Potentially.
Now, let's get stupid. How much stupider is that than later this season you will watch a game where Joe Burrow's body becomes Bart Simpson? That is happening in a game this year.
Yeah.
So,
for those wondering, you don't have to watch that broadcast.
No.
There's an
alt broadcast where, yes, they're going to turn the players into Simpsons characters as they play.
Yeah, while they're playing. And they did this last year with Toy Story.
Yeah. So what's dumber, that or the snowcast? Let me watch Lions, Vikings, and snow.
Mm-hmm. It's not bad. it's not bad. I would like that option afforded to me. Part of the charm, though, is you do get some crazy stuff on the field, right? Like the ball slipping and sliding. So, I kind of like my moon idea, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Just, you could change the setting to whatever you want.
Remember this game when Zoom is in space. First started and this you game... could have like a different background on your Zoom than anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone would do all these crazy backgrounds? That's kind of like what this is.
You just,
I'm watching the game on the moon. Well, I'm watching the game and it's in the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
I'm excited for this Simpsons broadcast. It'll show us the possibilities.
I mean, we have seen similar stuff before. It's going to be better than the Toy Story one. The Toy Story one, remember, I think, God.
I don't even remember the Toy Story one.
Okay, the Toy Story one was last year, I think. Toy Story one, I remember the controversy was that somebody got seriously injured, and the Toy Story broadcast had the little soldier characters from Toy Story, like, bring out a stretcher and then, like, carry the player off the field. Like...
Yeah.
They had an animation for the guy with a broken leg laying on the field, like getting carried off by little toy soldiers.
It was Jaguars Falcons last year.
I'm watching clips of it now because I want to remember what it looked like, because I get the impression that this game is going to look a lot different than that one.
Okay.
That game was all cartoon? The alternate feed?
Oh, I was under the assumption this Simpsons one was all Simpsons. You think they're changing back and forth? Like, that's more like the Nickelodeon broadcast. Right? If you ever watched the Nickelodeon broadcast, it is the real game, and there are animations that make it, you know, kind of both.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the Toy Story one was just straight up like...
A cartoon.
It was a cartoon, yeah. You didn't watch that one last year?
I do remember watching some of it.
Okay.
I'm reading the details of the Simpson one. Okay, yeah. I want to see like a mock-up version of it.
To see if it's going to be like all cartoon.
It's an animated version. In the Springfield Stadium. Okay, so yeah, the whole thing will be a cartoon.
Okay, it's going to be like the Toy Story one.
It certainly looks like that, yeah.
Okay. Does that make you less excited for it?
I thought I was going to, the alternate feed was really going to be a regular NFL game with like occasionally the left tackle would be Mo Sislak. Like, that's what I thought I was getting on the broadcast.
Yeah, you thought it was going to be more like, they've done that with the Nickelodeon broadcast, where, like, one of them, the one time, Andy Reid got kidnapped by the crane on Nickelodeon. Like, it was the real broadcast, and then the crane dropped down and grabbed Andy Reid and took him, like, away.
Yeah.
You remember that?
And when, was it Mike McCarthy that had steam coming out of his ears?
Yes. That's the funniest moment in any of these histories.
I thought we were getting one of those.
Okay.
I thought that, you know, Milhouse was going to break up a pass as a defensive back. That's what I thought. be just watching the game like, oh, look at this.
Right.
All right. The whole thing takes place as a cartoon. That's fine.
It's the whole thing's a cartoon.
Very good. That's fine. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, it's Football Friday. It's the bye week. Life's good as a Bills fan. Steelers lost yesterday. I think that is good. It takes one other team kind of, not out of the one seed race, but Pittsburgh is now.
They probably dropped significantly.
They're
right?
A distant third.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the Steelers, put it this way, the Steelers' odds to win the division at the New York Times playoff machine are below Baltimore.
Okay.
They're 8-3, Baltimore 7-4. Pittsburgh's one seed odds or probability at New York Times playoff machine are 3%.
The division's got to be real close, though, right? It can't be Baltimore by much.
Baltimore 55, Steelers 44.
Okay.
Percent, New York Times, if you trust that playoff machine. 803-0550, that probably factors in, caliber of opponent, odds to win, games, blah, 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 all that stuff. Ravens in prime time this week. The Harbaugh Bowl, that's a good one, too. It's Football Friday. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a call if you want. Chime in on anything we're talking about. Hanging out here on WGR.